Thanks to our listeners, Issues Etc. has operated in the black for 5 consecutive years. With 3 weeks left in 2013, we're $44,000 short of making our budget. Please consider making a year-end tax-deductible gift. You can donate by check, make your check payable to Issues Etc., and send it to Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also make a secure online contribution at issuesetc.org. Thanks for your support. Well, as promised, the time has come on this Friday afternoon as we round off 1 week of Issues Etc. broadcast. We review the last couple weeks through a little game we like to call Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We've gone through the last couple weeks of the program. We found what we think are some pretty good soundbites from various guests on various subjects. We put them together and we've prepared them to play for you. Now, this is how it works. All you got to do is listen. Listen to the 4 sound bites, then, for whatever reason, your reasons are your own, you might agree, disagree, find it remarkable for any number of reasons, you pick which one you think ought to be Issues Etc. sound bite of the week, and then you vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-6943, or sending us an email with your vote. We get it right here in real time in the studio. Talkback at issuesetc.org. Talkback at issuesetc.org. You can also send us your vote via Twitter at issuesetc, or go to our Facebook fan page. We have left space there for you to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week live this Friday afternoon, December the 13th. Facebook.com/issuesetc, Facebook.com/issuesetc. We are giving away the LPR bundle package to the listener with the best vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and the Issues Etc. notepad as well. That goes to the listener with the best vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org or facebook.com/issuesetc. And phone call voters get to go first. Soundbite number one this week is a montage. Yesterday we reviewed the book from Joel Osteen, his latest called Breakout. Here's a little montage from Joel Osteen's latest book.
You control your own destiny. Even though God has amazing things in your future, He is limited by your capacity to receive. But can I give you some good news today? You are uncontainable. The forces in you are greater than the forces trying to contain you. I'm asking you to take the limits off of God. That's what allows God to do great things. Make room for God to do something new. Give Him permission to increase you. You have to give God permission to prosper you. Your new attitude should be, God, I'm ready. I'm taking the limits off of you. The action you take doesn't have to be something big. It could be just a small step to show God your faith. Are you doing something to show God you're serious about your dreams coming to pass? That's the key. The only promises that will come alive in your life are the promises where you rise up and say, yes, that's for me. Words have creative power. When you receive them into your spirit, they can ignite seeds of increase on the inside. No, I can see something in your future. Through my eyes of faith, I can see a tidal wave coming your way. Now do your part and break out of anything that's holding you back.
That's soundbite number one, a montage of Joel Osteen's latest book called Breakout. Should it be Issues Etc. soundbite of the week? Give us a call, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Send us an email with your vote. Please include your city and state. We'd like to know where you listen. Talkback at issuesetc.org, talkback at issuesetc.org, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Here's soundbite number two on this Friday afternoon. It comes from Pastor Tom Baker. He was there for the review of Joel Osteen's book. Here's some thoughts that he had near the end of the program.
This hour of Issues Etc. wasn't primarily just to give you information about Joel Osteen. It's also, from a law gospel point of view, to accuse you and me of thinking just like him. But was there not a recent occasion when your plans fell apart and you got angry, perhaps even at God? How many funerals have we attended in which the person in the casket we think died too soon or under terrible circumstances? And what about concerns of our own health, financial condition, or family problems? You see, that certainly was true with the disciples when their friend was crucified. It didn't matter how much faith they had or how strong Peter was in defending Jesus in Gethsemane. God had other plans for them that would be far better, not just for the disciples, but also for the whole world. So when I read Joel Osteen, I see me and the way I normally think. And that's why I was so glad to be able to read it, to help me understand that such thinking is contrary to the Lord. Because our hope and our promises aren't based on what Joel Osteen has, but instead on verses like Romans 15:4. For whatever things were written before were written for our instruction, that we, through the patience and comfort of the Scriptures, might have hope.
That's soundbite number two. Should it be soundbite of the week this week? 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE. Send us that email with your vote, talkback@issuesetc.org. Or our Facebook fan page is a great place to vote to, facebook.com/issuesetc. Here's soundbite number three this week. It's from Pastor Heath Curtis. We were talking to him, concluding a series on living a Jesus-centered life, talking about vocation, your work. Here he is with some thoughts on your cross, or your crosses, in your vocation.
You're going to have a cross. This world is a broken down place. There's going to be suffering and heartache and sorrow. And so the question is, what suffering and heartache and sorrow do you want? Do you want that which God is going to give you and place into your life for his purposes? Or will you go and choose your own cross? Because there is no third option. There's not, well, I don't want any crosses. I don't want any suffering. No, it's going to happen to you either way. So wouldn't you rather prefer the cross that God has planned for you? And so we look at our lives, and we should not run away from our vocation. And the classic example is the husband who runs out on his wife and family with another woman, or vice versa. Just ask anybody who's started an adulterous relationship how that ends up. There's going to be a lot of cross in that, but it's going to be a cross that you chose by running out on the responsibilities and duties that God gave you, and that just simply cannot be blessed. And, you know, that's an extreme example. Every day we're presented with choices to turn away from what God has given us because we're trying to avoid the suffering that we see in this path. But we have to remember that even our crosses in Christ are going to be blessings for us.
That's soundbite number three, Pastor Heath Curtis, your crosses and your vocation. If you'd like it to be Issues, Etc. soundbite of the week, you got to vote. 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org or facebook.com/issuesetc. Get ready to vote because we have our fourth soundbite to play for you, and right after that, we'll start taking your votes. The fourth soundbite comes from Chris Rosebro. We were talking with him about postmodern biblical interpretation. And here he explains one tactic that postmoderns use when reading the Bible.
Attack certainty. Attack anything that you can speak of with confidence. Basically, get somebody reeling, if you would, with this idea that maybe I don't know what the Word of God is or that I can trust it, and then come along and, you know, it's like tearing somebody down and then building them back up. But the first thing you got to do is you have to tear down the biblical text, and then they come along and give you a completely different way of approaching the text so that you can't know anything with certainty. You think that what you're doing is just experiencing it. It becomes a communal experience. It's really a mess, and it completely subverts the idea of faith and causes the person to instead embrace doubt as if doubt is somehow some kind of a Christian virtue.
All right, that's soundbite number four, Chris Rosebro, the tactic of postmodern Bible interpretation. Those are the four sound bites. Now it's your turn to vote. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Those who vote via the phone get to vote first here on Issues Etc. when we play soundbite of the week. You can send us an email right here in the studio with your vote. Include your city and state, talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. When we come back, It's your votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week on this Friday afternoon, December the 13th. We're coming to you live, and you get to pick Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week on the other side of the break. 1-877-623-MYIE. Talk back at issuesetc.org or facebook.com/issuesetc. Your votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week right after this.
Tuesday, Wednesday, hard to tell.
Christological.
My friends, Jesus comes only for sinners.
Historical.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by...
Sacramental.
Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for your sins.
To find a Christological, historical, and sacramental church near you, go to issuesetc.org and click Find a Church. Often imitated, never equaled. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Here's a special offer for Issues Etc. listeners. For any size year-end gift, we'll send you a CD of sermons preached by Pastor Todd Wilkin on Christmas and on the conversion of Paul. You can donate online, issuesetc.org. You can also contribute by check. Make your check payable to Issues Etc. and send it to Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. And for any size year-end gift, we'll send you a CD of one of Todd's Christmas and Conversion of Paul sermons.
Did you know that you can listen to Issues Etc. 24/7? Check out our website, issuesetc.org, and go to the Listen On Demand page. Listen at the gym, in your kitchen, in your garden, on your iPod, your computer, or in your car. The technology may be new, but the truth never changes. Issues Etc. on-demand audio available for your convenience at issuesetc.org. 10 hours of new programming each week. issuesetc.org and click Listen On Demand.
I know what's wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact. You got the vote.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. We're playing Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week on this Friday afternoon. In the last 10 minutes of the program, your votes get to determine which will be Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Phone call voters get to vote first, 1-877-623-6943. If you're getting a busy signal, please keep trying because we'll free up the phone lines as quickly as we can. Talk back at issuesetc.org or facebook.com/issuesetc. Should it be soundbite number one, a montage from Joel Osteen's book Breakout? Or soundbite number two, Pastor Tom Baker on reading Joel Osteen's latest book? Soundbite number three, Pastor Heath Curtis on your crosses invocation? Or soundbite number four, Chris Rosebro on the tactic of postmodern Bible interpretation? 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org or facebook.com/issuesetc. We are giving away to the listener with the best vote on this Friday afternoon the LPR bundle package. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and notepad. The only other way to get the LPR bundle package is to come and visit the studio. I've already given a couple of them away from visitors here on this Friday afternoon. I'm ready to give one more away to the listener with the best vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. Let's go first to Cedar Hill, Missouri, where Selena's on the line. Hi.
Hi.
Which one are you voting for and why?
The first one, and actually all of them were really good, and I love Tom Baker's rebuttal to the first one, but I just can't imagine anything more ludicrous than his statement about God being limited and us being uncontainable.
Selena, thank you very much. Smartest listeners in radio, thank you. 1-877-623-6943. Next to St. Louis, where Ed is listening. Ed, welcome to Issues Etc.
God bless. How are you doing today?
Doing very well. What are you voting for?
I'm voting for three. And my reason for voting on three is And my line of work, Satan does run pretty rampant, and there are always hard choices to make, whether you go out with your friends and buddies after work or you go back to your motel room and do what's right. And it just really struck home, just really made me realize the choices I was making always aren't the right choices.
Ed,
that's why I chose three.
All right, Ed, thank you very much. Happy to help, and thanks for your Vote for Issues, Etc. soundbite of the week. Up next is Scott in Altamont, Illinois. Hi, Scott.
Good afternoon. I'm voting for soundbite number one. I can't believe in Joel Osteen's God, because I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. Likewise, the Son is Almighty, the Holy Spirit is Almighty, and yet they are not three Almighties, but one Almighty, and I'm not one of them. The three ecumenical creeds don't allow me to confess that I am in a position to tell God what's what. The God of Joel Osteen is of the same ilk as Baal or Asherah, false gods of fertility and prosperous harvest. His God is absolutely powerless against his greater God of the self. The God I confess is the Lord who gave Job a four-chapter tongue-lashing to put him in his place. That was a light treatment considering what happened to the prophets of Baal and their altar in the days of Elijah. Mr. Osteen, if you're listening, repent of your heresy, lest you likewise perish.
All right, there's somebody who gets it. Thank you very much, Scott, for listening in Altamont, Illinois. So you can vote for it even though you don't agree with it. That's part of what Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week is all about. Cheryl is up next. Hi, Cheryl. Welcome to Issues Etc. What are you voting for?
Thank you. I'm voting for number two, Pastor Tom Baker's review, because he quoted from Romans 15, verse 4, through the encouragement of the scriptures, we might have hope. And I just spent quite a bit of time with the Bible study online, and we studied, we just got done with Romans 15.
All right.
So
thank you. Thank you, Cheryl. Thanks for your Vote for Issues, Etc. Soundbite of the Week. In St. Louis, here is Anne. Hi, Anne.
Oh, hi. I'm voting for Joel Osteen's because it's the most heinous, horrible, devil-inspired. And since it's the worst, I'm voting for it.
All right. Thank you very much, Anne. Thanks for listening in St. Louis. Paul listens in San Mateo, California. He says, my vote is for Joel Osteen. That clip, mostly because I listened to the whole thing with my mouth wide open. Paul, thanks for listening in California, in Birmingham, Alabama. Sally and John, would that be two votes? Let's count it as two votes. Hi, guys. Not sure how to properly vote, but John and I both want to vote for Tom Baker and his soundbite. If it's not too late, it isn't too late. Sally and John, thanks for listening in Alabama. Mark listens in San Antonio, Texas, my home state. He says, I'm a relatively new listener and new Lutheran, but I have been so helped so much spiritually in Christ by your program. I'm voting for soundbite number two, Pastor Tom Baker, reading Joel Osteen's latest book. Tom hits the nail on the head when he says that Joel's reactions are my reaction to life when I respond to events and circumstances from the old man's perspective instead of a new man's perspective in Christ. But then again, realizing that my mind must be renewed daily in the truths of Christ, his gospel, his life, his word, because this old man way of viewing life's events will only be done away with when I go to be with the Lord. Thanks for all you do and for your vital outreach pointing to Christ. Thank you very much for listening in San Antonio, Texas. That's a vote for soundbite number two for Pastor Tom Baker responding to Joel Osteen. Max is voting for soundbite number three, Pastor Heath Curtis. Did he just say let go and let God? A great Lutheran perspective on being blessed through our trials. Would love to hear more on Article 2 of the Formula of Concord in relation to this. Max, thanks for your vote for Issues, Etc. Still plenty of time for your vote and an opportunity to win that LPR bundle package. 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE. You can vote at our Facebook fan page as well. Facebook.com/IssuesETC. Facebook.com/IssuesETC. The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for December is a historical treatment. No apologies here. An historical treatment of the birth of Jesus. If you've ever wondered how all those calendars fit together in the ancient world, how the intervening calendars have kind of messed up our way of understanding when Jesus was born, this book will explain it all to you. When was Jesus really born? Early Christianity, the calendar, and the life of Jesus. It's the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for December. You can browse before you buy at our website, issuesetc.org, or just call Concordia Publishing House and order When Was Jesus Really Born? Concordia Publishing House's toll-free number, 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040. Nathan in Iowa says, got to vote for Joel Osteen. Two reasons. One, he is by far the spiffiest dresser. There's no doubt about that. I mean, no one else on the panel can even touch the cost of his clothes. Number two, I am uncontainable. I'm thinking of buying a T-shirt three sizes too small and having that printed across the front to wear when I'm not wearing my I Have Issues T-shirt. We'll just stick with the T-shirt, if you would, Nathan. And thanks very much for listening in Iowa. Steve listens in Three Forks, Montana. He says, I choose soundbite number two. So that's another vote for Pastor Tom Baker on reading Joel Osteen's latest book. So according to your votes, I believe, it is soundbite number two. Here it is, Pastor Tom Baker on how we ought to react when we read something like Joel Osteen's latest book, Breakout.
This Hour of Issues, etc., wasn't primarily just to give you information about Joel Osteen. It's also, from a law gospel point of view, to accuse you and me of thinking just like him. But was there not a recent occasion when your plans fell apart and you got angry, perhaps even at God? How many funerals have we attended in which the person in the casket we think died too soon or under terrible circumstances? And what about concerns of our own health, financial condition, or family problems? You see, that certainly was true with the disciples when their friend was crucified. It didn't matter how much faith they had or how strong Peter was in defending Jesus in Gethsemane. God had other plans for them that would be far better, not just for the disciples, but also for the whole world. So when I read Joel Osteen, I see me and the way I normally think. And that's why I was so glad to be able to read it, to help me understand that such thinking is contrary to the Lord. Because our hope and our promises aren't based on what Joel Osteen has, but instead on verses like Romans 15:4. For whatever things were written before were written for our instruction, that we, through the patience and comfort of the Scriptures, might have hope.
That's the winner of Soundbite of the Week this week. Soundbite number two, Pastor Tom Baker on reading Joel Osteen's latest book. The LPR bundle package goes to Mark, who listens in San Antonio, Texas. Thank you very much for listening, for your vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, and everybody else who also voted for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Mark, if you would send us your mailing address and your shirt size, talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org. Folks, there are 18 days left in 2013, believe it or not. We're $44,000 short of making our budget this year. Our listeners have consistently, over the last 5 years running, been able to help us meet our budget and exceed our budget every one of those 5 years. So I'm confident that our listeners will rise to the challenge in the last few days of 2013. Please consider making a year-end tax-deductible gift. You can send it by check. Make your check payable to Issues Etc. and send it to Issues Etc., Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. That's Issues Etc., Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Or you can make a completely secure online donation at our website, issuesetc.org, issuesetc.org. Keep us in mind, keep listening through the last 18 days of 2013 and help us make our budget. We're $44,000 short as of today. Monday on Issues Etc., we'll talk with Pastor Tom Baker about the birth of Jesus from Luke chapter 2, and we'll discuss the third use of the law. Pastor Paul McCain will be our guest. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
Rocking around the Christmas tree.
Have a holly jolly Christmas.
It's the most wonderful time.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell.
Tired of an endless loop of pop Christmas music? Coming December 24th, sacred music for the Christmas season. LutheranPublicRadio.org. Serenity. Stability. Solemnity. Lutheran Public Radio. Sacred music for the Christmas season. Coming Christmas Eve at LutheranPublicRadio.org.